Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Right now, if you have a brain injury in Ireland, you will be rushed to hospital. And of course, naturally, there will be great efforts to save your life. And after that, it's then kind of the luck of the draw, because depending on where you live, you could be discharged home without appropriate information or education about the challenges that you're going to face and the rehabilitation that you need to rebuild your life. Or even worse, you could be placed in a nursing home because there's just no other support in your local community. That's what happened to my next guest, Priscilla. She's with me on the show today. Priscilla, will you bring us back and tell us a little bit, first of all, about your own story and how that brain injury came about?
My story started, I was expecting my second child, Daniel, and I went into hospital, and 11 days after delivery, I suffered a bleed on the brain. Then I was transferred from one hospital to another, and I spent in the second hospital a while, a good while, and I was in an induced coma. And when I woke up from the coma after 7 weeks, I could not speak. I lost my voice, and I had no power on my left side.
It's very frightening, Priscilla.
Yeah.
What age were you at the time?
At the time, I was 38.
38. So you'd suffered a brain hemorrhage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do you remember that happening or the lead up to that?
No.
And had you had no symptoms then, I take it?
No.
And what do you remember about your time in hospital, Priscilla?
I remember the wires keeping me going, like,
yeah.
The suction, which was awful, the tube and going up my nose that I used to pull out. The hardest thing was my kids, my daughter was brought in to see me. She was only 3 years old, and I can remember the screams of her, "I don't want to see my mommy like that."
Oh, God.
You know.
I was 3 years of age.
3 years of age, but it was on the advice of a social worker that she be brought in to see me. You know, that's the time we could have died, you know.
Fortunately, things turned a corner and you improved.
I improved.
And got your voice back.
I got my voice back.
So
and
when you were discharged from hospital, what were the options, Priscilla?
The NRH.
The Rehabilitation Hospital in Dunleary.
Yeah. Now, the fact that I was in the NRH, I could not put my foot to the floor because of the pain, the nerve pain. But that stopped me from getting better quicker, and to stop me pushing myself to do to learn to walk again, you know, which was hard for me.
Of course it was.
Because for my two children, you know, and the fact that I was paralyzed on the left side, I couldn't pick up my kids and give them a hug, you know. And my son used to always climb up on me when he was small to give me the hug, you know. I could put my right arm around my daughter, you know, but my son was so small. But
it's very difficult.
Excuse me.
No, take your time, Priscilla.
It was just tough.
Of course it was. And how long were you in the rehabilitation hospital?
9 months, which is apparently a long time. The only option was to try and get me in a nursing home, because I had no one to look after me. I had no home. I couldn't afford a home. And I had to just go in to a nursing home on a trial basis for about 2 weeks. And when that 2 weeks was up, and I had to go back to rehab, I cried and cried because I did not want to leave the nursing home.
You liked your time there, Priscilla?
I liked my time at first, yes.
Yeah. So at this point, you're probably 39 or 40?
Yes.
Yeah. You're very young in a nursing home.
I know. There's a lot of young people in a nursing home. It's just, it was so hard.
Stay with me, Priscilla, for a moment, because I just want to bring in Catherine Lacey. Catherine's the head of service operations for Brain Injury Ireland. Catherine, listening to Priscilla and her story, and obviously still ongoing as well at the moment, but are we missing some part, some step down facility in between leaving the likes of a hospital or the rehabilitation hospital and then going to a nursing home? Is there some part there missing, some layer?
Absolutely. In many, many people's cases, the nursing home is not the appropriate setting, but is in the absence of other options, really, is what happens. And often through under-resourced, services, there just isn't enough services, there isn't enough resources, and the HSC disability services don't have enough. And so quite often what happens when somebody does have additional needs, or they can't go back home and they need some additional rehabilitation support or step down, there is no funding for that. And so Fair Deal becomes the only mechanism to access kind of residential care, and that's obviously then into a nursing home. So there's a real systemic issue, not just in the lack of alternative services, but also just how it's been funded. And, and I suppose it's a cross-government issue, and then, everybody needs to be working together on the solution. It's the Department of Housing. It's the whole thing together in order to create, the right step down, as you say. And all those 9 months in the National Rehabilitation Hospital, what often happens is those gains are lost then when someone moves into the nursing home. And as I said, the intention sometimes is that that's going to be a short-term solution. Mm. But inevitably, if there's nobody reviewing the case and there are no alternatives, people are left there. And, we have worked with many, many people over the years. I think we've supported about 30 people out of nursing homes into our assisted living services. And some of those people we would work with on their rehabilitation goals. And they would be in a position then, after a period of time, to move out and live independently with some community rehab support.
When you're in a nursing home, I know Fair Deal is great, but the price of private nursing homes is astronomical. And there's people in nursing homes that can't afford to buy their own home. Or to move, to move out.
You spent the short period in a nursing home, you then went back to the rehabilitation hospital. So where are you now?
I'm at home. I because of my bleed, it was put down to medical negligence, and I was awarded a sum of money as compensation. So I had the funding to build my own home. So I'm at home.
And do you still get some support services, Priscilla?
I do get support services, yes.
Yeah. And how is your, how are you in terms of movement and mobility?
Well, my right hand side is brilliant. My left hand is still, left side is still paralysed.
So you live independently now?
I live not fully independently. I have carers.
Yeah. But as independent as you can.
As I can.
Yeah. And how do you feel about that?
I feel absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So you're in your own home and...
Yeah. Because in the nursing home, you don't have any special places for residential young people, with the forms of learning to be independent.
Catherine, maybe on a final point. I suppose the unfortunate part of this is it's a sort of a lottery, really, isn't it, where you end up?
It is. It's complete. It's a geographical lottery. I think that's an excellent way of putting it. It's and like, we do have the solution for this, and we do have, you know, a way out of this for people. And it isn't always, we feel that case management, brain injury specialist case managers, if we had them across the country, would go a huge way to preventing nursing homes in the first place, and then supporting those that are currently in nursing homes under the age of 65 with brain injuries, to support them to find a way out. And people like Priscilla, who's so resilient, imagine spending, she out after 10 years in a nursing home, all that time Priscilla was in a nursing home, to be able to find that inner strength and support, you know, to move out. And that's why we would see case managers as a real key person and starting point on that journey to support individuals to move on.
I was just going to say, Priscilla, you're very strong.
That's what got me through, you know.
Yeah, you've great, you can hear it. You've great strength, obviously, you know, to...
Thank you.
Yeah. No, look, take care of yourself and look after yourself, Priscilla. And thanks for sharing your story with us on the programme today.
You are so welcome.
Not at all. Mind yourself. Priscilla there, and Head of Service Operations for Brain Injury Ireland, Catherine Lacey. Catherine, thanks a million as well for joining us.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.